Let's kick this off. Welcome to another edition of Geek Culture Congress. I'm one of your hosts, as always, Louis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, accompanied by my good friend, DJ and world influencer, Mr. Joey Franchise. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, doing great. Missed the last show because, man, I was so burnt out from a baby shower.
Yeah, man.
And events prior to that during that whole weekend, man. It was insane.
Congratulations, first off. That's awesome, man. It's great. And, of course, welcome to my friend, Mr. Tarek Lewis, actor and comedian extraordinaire.
Hey, listen, don't introduce me after Joey no more.
Does it sound like I feel like you went? You should feel bad for me.
I'm going from my left to right, bro. Come on.
So wild.
And, of course, our not so new co-host. She's already part of the team, right?
She's a
veteran already. Mika Fig, how you doing? Michaela, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. We're good. We're good. Excited because we are part of. Did you put your camera up here, Tarek? What we got going on here?
I brought mine to get Tarek in the.
Oh, okay.
I'm in this shot over here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
We got Adam. You got to open put the camera thing. It's still black. I don't know why.
I've definitely been on. Being an actor, I have been on a two-camera shoot before. It's not my first time.
Man, talking about more than multiple things, let's talk about the beginning of the multi-universe madness, multi-timeline madness.
There's only one timeline.
Well, not after recent events, but let's not spoil that yet, right? Let's get into it. Ladies and gentlemen, Loki. On Disney Plus, we're already 2 episodes in, and I apologize, we haven't really talked about it much here on the show because we've been busy. We've been doing things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Things and stuff.
How do you guys like the show, Tarek? How do you like it?
I'm liking it so far. First of all, I'll give a shout out to my homeboy, Lucius Bastion, who did appear on the show.
Yeah?
Cool.
Yeah.
He was one of the people who got knocked out. I mean, the black dude who's like in the second episode got knocked out by the new Loki. Anyway.
Really?
Yeah. So shout out to him.
Nice.
I am enjoying the show, but maybe not as much as other people.
Why is that? Who's talking smack?
People are loving it. I'm okay. I'm not excited about it every week like I was with WandaVision and Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So you liked Falcon and Winter Soldier better?
So far.
But the only 2 episodes?
Yes.
We're only going to get 6 episodes of Loki?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't looked into it.
6 or 8?
I think it's six.
I need you to investigate Joy Franchise.
I'm gonna look it up for you.
Yeah.
6 is not enough. Especially how long the credits are.
Yeah.
It's like an hour long show,
15 minutes of credits. it's like the television equivalent.
Why does Marvel do that? Why do they do that?
Because they have so many people working on the show.
Okay, but is that a necessary thing? is that part of the rules of the your Actors Guild rule
or
something?
Absolutely.
But maybe just have it go a little faster.
Yeah.
Speed up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fair enough. Joey, how are you liking it so far?
I'm loving it. It's actually my favorite Disney Plus series.
Wow, more than Mandalorian?
Yeah.
Ooh. Whoa.
Yeah.
Well,
really?
When you get into multiverse talk, you really gain my interest and really get my attention with that. So, and you know, we've been curious about this whole thing ever since it was mentioned in Spider-Man Far From Home when, you know, Peter kind of brought that up. And they just kind of hinted at it. And now to see it happen in fruition and pretty much it's going to be the outcome of how the next Spider-Man movie is going to play out and the next Doctor Strange movie. So I'm heavily invested in it. And it's super trippy. Like, I thought WandaVision was trippy. But, this feels a lot more, on a cosmic level, just very, very trippy. And just seeing them break down the sacred timeline and these alternate, dimensions, these multiverses and how it can get out of hand. And I'm already seeing early in the show, little hidden things. I feel the Lady Loki, a.k.a. Sylvie, is...
Oh, spoiler alert,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
we already said in the frame.
It's already been,
I
think
already,
Disney posted a picture already of her already.
Yeah, it's a poster.
It was on the cover of MSN when I went there. Gotta know that.
So I feel like there's a bigger villain to the show. That's what I'm getting so far. I think her purpose is a lot bigger than, what we think it is, which is we look at it as her just kind of causing destruction amongst the timekeepers and the TVA, so... But I'm in love with the show. It's amazing. I just can't wait for episode 3 tomorrow. Or at 3 a.m., which, like a nerd that I am, I'm going to stay up late and watch. I count my – when they say Wednesday, I'm really up Tuesday night, late.
You're a night owl. You can make that happen. Yeah. Sometimes I can't do that.
There is
I watch it in the morning, but not at 3 a.m. Like as soon as I get up in the morning.
As soon as you go, you get up like at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I don't get up at 6 o'clock, but but when I before I come in here, I watch it.
Oh, okay, okay.
Fair enough. I know what's going on.
No wonder you're so vibrant at work. And I'm dragging.
Because I'm watching Loki.
Yeah, I got to get home and get out of here.
Got to watch Loki.
There is 6 episodes. I just checked.
Okay. All right.
Not enough.
That's not enough. But we got
problems. I feel like we're going to get more to the deeper into the plot.
Yeah.
Well, did you hear what Kevin Feige said? He said this show out of all three of them are going to be the most substantial and the most impact to the rest of the MCU.
Okay.
That's the type of stuff I like to hear.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is why it's my top.
I mean, I'm here for so far. I like it. I like the Lady Loki thing. It's kind of like a blend. Like, I feel like this Lady Loki, we're not even sure it's really a Loki from another universe. We're just because of the time authority is saying that it's a Loki. But are we sure that it's a Loki? It could be the Enchantress. You know, it could be an Enchantress from another universe. You know, it could be.
Maybe a combination.
Maybe they said, you know, we like the Enchantress, but we kind of missed the boat on that. Let's do Lady Loki and kind of like do a little.
Ease it in there.
It's got to be a little more, combination, obviously, you know? Because this kind of leaked last year when she got casted.
Yeah.
They were like, I think they casted a female Loki. A Lady Loki got casted. Mm-hmm. So there's got to be more to this.
In the comic books, it's a thing. It's been a thing for like multiple.
No, but I'm saying within this show.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's gonna get crazy from now on. I think it's gonna almost be like WandaVision, but hopefully a better ending to it all.
That's what I think is weird. I found weird that people were like, "Ah, WandaVision's moving too slow," but everyone's happy with Loki. I'm like, is it moving that much faster?
I don't think so.
One episode, he found out the secret to where he found Loki out what might be.
Also, what happened to himself in the real timeline.
Yeah.
You know, he found all that out.
Okay.
You know?
In two episodes, it was like very fast.
It was a 50-minute show, right?
Yeah.
It was a 50-minute long.
Yeah, 50-minute long.
With the 20-minute credits?
Yeah. Long-ass credits. But, yo.
Why, Marvel?
The cool thing, that's what I like about the show is like the story just kind of, it keeps moving. So, what I was happy with is how in the first episode we explained. You know, where he fit and where he went after, you know, disappearing with the Tesseract after they were doing the time heist in Avengers Endgame. So it's kind of like all this is happening while the Avengers are still trying to, like, defeat Thanos. But, you know, time kind of works differently. So we don't know, like, if it's already done or if it's already still going on or whatnot.
Yeah.
But just knowing that story and seeing how Loki's, like, you know, progressing and understanding the TVA and how everybody's understanding now and learning about this timeline, how multiverses work, who's in charge of the multiverses and keeping everything kind of in order.
Right.
You know, the show moves pretty fast and it has, like, it keeps going. Like, it just doesn't stop. It doesn't get stuck in any point. There's never a time where I felt like it was a dull moment. I think there's the nice comedic aspect to it. I like Mobius's character as well for Owen Wilson. I think, man, that's one. Like, I haven't seen that dude in the movie in a while, and like, you know, he's really showing out in this show, which I think there's going to be more to him in this series that meets the eye as well. I think his role is going to kind of shift into something. Something's going to be up with Mobius.
I think it's going to be the judge.
The judge.
I feel like she's female Loki or some sort of way. Okay.
Fun fact, her character is actually has some type of relationship or tie with Kang the Conqueror.
Well, there you go.
That's the rumor, right?
That's what Mikey
Sutton's been talking about, that Owen Wilson back then, he said Owen Wilson was Kang.
Yeah, remember we argued about that here on the show. Yeah,
and he's still running with it. I still follow Mikey. He's still running with it.
I wouldn't want to see Owen Wilson.
But we have a casting for Kang, right?
Jonathan Majors.
Yeah, so...
But I think Kang, like Jonathan Majors, Kang the Conqueror, is that middle timekeeper that we keep seeing in all the little shots, like little statue figures, and even in the little cartoon episode that Time.
I love you, Mikey, but just admit it, bro. You were wrong. Sometimes scooping things get lost in translation,
or things change, for sure.
Yeah.
Listen, Skip Bayless has done worse in sports. So.
Still has a job.
Am I really on the island and not being as excited about this? I don't like...
I'm with you there. I'm not as excited about it at all. I think it's good.
Yeah.
I like WandaVision better, personally. But, I mean, I don't know. I like the show, but it makes me feel like it is kind of like a Doctor Who feel to it and like a British show feel to it. And I feel like that's like the intention, especially with Loki being... Well, his accent, or he's from another planet, you know.
Aren't you a Rick and Morty fan, too?
I am a Rick and Morty fan, but I'm not. I don't know. This is not exciting to me as much as WandaVision was, because I love
a different story.
Now I'm. I guess after this episode, I was more into it, but I loved the mystery part of WandaVision that we didn't know what was going on the first two episodes. But it's still a great show. I like it more than Falcon Winter Soldier.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
I like it better than that.
Falcon Winter Soldier.
I'm not. It's weird. Like, I'm going to watch episode three, of course. I'm going to continue watching
I'm gonna watch all of them.
I like the show. I'm not like anticipating what's going to, like, when they revealed female Loki. You know, maybe because we had all these other shows to kind of quench our thirst for Marvel. And now we're like, okay, we've got our thirst quenched. And now it's like, let's go. Yeah. Maybe that's why I'm not anticipating each episode as much. But I know for a fact that this show is, like, he didn't have to come out and say that. This is clearly the show that's going to set up the universe for the future. And I'm wary of shows or movies that are meant just to set up other movies.
Oh, I like that.
All right.
I like it, that it fits into it.
Yeah.
But then we'd have to be aware. Also, WandaVision was definitely a show to set up more shows, right?
Not really. I mean, no. it was just really for that character.
Yeah.
It was really exploring that character. This is clearly like, we're going to reset this. We're going to build some things for this universe.
And there's a whole nother season they got planned for it as well.
Is there? Okay. Yeah.
For Loki?
Yeah.
But do you think it's going to be the girl? I think That's a good question.
Because I'm curious to see how Loki's going to tie into, if he's going to pop up in Thor.
Here's the Jeopardy question, ladies and gentlemen. So if there is only one universe, right? Or there supposedly was a multi-universal war. Remember the story that the little computer time thing was
AKA,
coming?
I think Secret Wars.
Yeah. It definitely was Secret Wars. They literally told us that Secret Wars is coming. For anybody,
I think that's the next Avengers.
If you're not pulling them Secret War comic books out of the dollar bins, or they're actually more, they're like $10 comic books right now.
Yeah, wow,
definitely, yeah. So if you're not pulling them out of the back issues of comic book stores right now, you missed the boat, because they're flying. Even the newer new Secret Wars, the one that destroyed the Ultimate Universe, whatever.
You're on the verge of.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Getting your original point, aren't you?
Yeah.
What's the Jeopardy question?
The Jeopardy question is, if they had this multi-universal war that actually cleaned up everything, and now there's only one universe, right? Where is this female Loki coming from?
No, there's not just one universe. There's definitely not. They're just trying not to have them collide.
We know this, but in the beginning, why do they believe that there was a multi-universal war?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Now everything's one universe. And if something happens, right? Something happens in the timeline, the universe that we're at, we get divergent timelines, right? That's what happened, of course, spoiler alert, when the female Loki bombed different places in the timeline all at once. And then we had a whole bunch of divergent timelines. Okay. But where is she from? Because she's obviously not from this timeline.
Or she got stuck here from the Secret Wars and she's trying to make her way back.
Yeah.
She's a variant. I mean, they kind of explained that in the first episode. There's variants and they go and fix them. But the variants has happened and she's just one they can't catch.
She's been going to every, like, disasters in time, like you saw in the second episode, because these things are supposed to happen, like Pompeii and, you know, and natural disasters.
That was a very dope thing they did. I have to give you credit on that.
That was.
I'm with you on that one. That was dope.
The D.P. Cooper thing was dope. Yeah. I like the.
And I think her mission is, it's more so like, you know, to her to get back at the TVA. Because apparently something got messed up maybe in her universe. And she's like
She was one of the universes that lost.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. I think she's part of another universe that just. She's got stuck here.
Yeah.
That's what I feel. I like what Speedy said right there.
I think it's more about, and I apologize to you guys or anyone who's listening who's religious, but I feel like they're trying to bring this like religious thing to it where it's like, you know, the timekeepers are just trying to preach what they want you to know. And all the people working for them are their little minions thinking there's only one timeline, the sacred timeline. That's why I hear sacred. I'm like, oh, religious. And then with that being said, I just feel like the people who are in charge of the sacred timeline are celestials that still want power. You know? And that's going to lead into Eternals. Because this was actually supposed to come out before Eternals.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, Eternals was supposed to come back before this aired.
COVID messed everything up. That's why.
Right.
Yeah.
And they actually just submitted the last episode of Loki.
COVID messed last up the week. Sacred timeline.
Yeah, there we go.
Shout out to the addition of Mikhail.
That was good.
Rival Joey's prowess.
There you go.
I don't know. I was just thinking. I was like, hey.
developing plot lines. That's a pretty in-depth.
I actually like that one a lot.
Actually, Marvel is a religion. I think it's an official religion already. So.
Yeah. Praise be to Thor.
That's a good way to get our show canceled.
Yeah, right? I got our own occult going on.
I'm not saying anything bad about any religion, but they're making it feel as though like it almost is like they created a religion and you have to follow it and we're the all-powerful beings. And the judge could be a celestial. She could be part of just, you know, the minion, you know, Mobius, trying to get everything in order.
Mobius seems like he had a life before.
He
doesn't even recall it because he likes candy. He likes jet ski or bodyboarding or something like
jet
that.
Yeah, even all that weird ass soda, that Josta, that like was discontinued.
Yeah.
Like a long time
ago.
Saying,
like, maybe he's been pulled out of a certain time because I think he liked the old candy too. If I remember, he name dropped the candy.
Perhaps every agent there is a variant. And they just kind of fixed and wiped and made into agents.
Right.
I mean, I will say this about the show. It's staying true to what a Loki show should be. He is the trickster god.
Right.
So.
Expect a lot of tricks.
Lot of tricks.
He's looking for the. Trying to get in.
Yeah.
You know?
But there's something too. Like, people don't. They don't write things for no reason. Mm-hmm. And the way. You know, Tom Hiddleston's a great actor. And he did a lot of revealing of Loki's character when seeing his mom pass away again and that. Asgard was destroyed.
Right.
I don't think that was just to get him in line. Like, that's going to play a part with the female Loki, too. Like, that may be just it. She may be like, I'm going to prevent Asgard from being destroyed. It could be that simple.
Mm. I think I have another theory in the sense of what Loki has seen already about his life and his life ending. I have a feeling that that is going to be the same Loki we see come back after Thor the Dark World. I think he's going to make his way back. And that's how he still lives.
That's how he, or maybe, I don't know.
Because he's like a totally different guy when he comes back. It's like bizarre.
When he comes back, people, look how everyone erased Thor the Dark World from their memory.
Yeah. It's funny because I legit was watching it this past week and just to kind of get more, you know, context for the series.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, I fell asleep. But still. Like that's interesting though, the way that you bring that up.
The reality stone is the only reason that movie makes watching.
That's the only purpose it serves is to understand the reality stone.
Sorry, last thing that I'm gonna say is that crazy that they have the stones. They just find the stones everywhere, and I'm like, my gosh,
that's actually a thing. That's a Marvel universe thing. The Infinity Stones from a different universe don't work in the other universe, or don't work in the. Where they're at, there and now, whatever that time, TVA universe, whatever.
So that is the greatest power in the universe.
Yeah,
that's why Loki was like, forget this, these stone things.
This Loki show, I feel like it was supposed to be part of What If, and they were like, Loki's too popular. We do his whole thing. This seems very What If-ish.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, did the whole MCU before this just did not matter with these stones?
Right.
Oh, people were mad about that. I saw some people upset. Like, Vision dying didn't matter. You know, stones.
Well, yeah, everybody in that universe
mattered.
It was.
Do you think? So all those different little Loki variants that they showed. Do you think they were from different universes? Or because we already established, of course, they're variants, right? Variants, is that the variant is from another universe? Or that the timeline branches somewhere and then that Loki changed and that's what the variant was? Because apparently they're always hunting and knocking down Loki variants all the time because they had a whole hit list of them.
Yeah, but not just Loki variants, all types of different variants.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But Loki is supposed to steal that Tesseract.
Yeah.
Like this is supposed to happen. Like that's what Mobius was saying.
Mm-hmm.
This has to happen. So Loki being a variant technically has to happen, right? In order for them to,
unless it lives outside the timeline, though.
Did I just confuse myself? I don't know.
Yeah. I think, but the TVA lives outside the timeline.
Things get convoluted right now.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
The Tesseract has to come up missing, in order for all that stuff to happen with Thanos, right? So therefore, Loki has to take the Tesseract every time. That, to me, is the variants, the Loki variants that you're tracking down. Like, they know they're going to have to track down Loki.
They have to do that same thing that he does in Avengers or in Endgame where he picks up the...
Yeah, that has to happen for everything to work out the way it did work out.
Yeah, but you're saying there's different Lokis because of that incident?
Yeah. From that incident, him taking the Tesseract, each time the different Lokis go different places, they do different things.
Does that, there was like a monster Loki. There was like a...
Yeah.
Yeah, a bunch of different Lokis.
Hey, what was it, the race?
Like a soccer
Tour de France?
Yeah, Tour de France Loki. Yeah. All right, anyway. But I get where we're going to get the multi-universe of madness name from. I already see that happening already as far as like what
I wonder if her doing that is what triggers the Doctor Strange movie and Spider-Man. Like, because you just saw the way in the TVA, the screen, it had that timeline going straight.
Right. Yeah.
And then everything just kind of going all over.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you got to pay attention to all those little, like, there was also, like, all the places that she, like, bombed.
Yeah.
And it's, like, 1946, 2049, or some crazy stuff like that. It's just a lot of stuff. And some of the stuff even concurred with, like, even with Thor the Dark World, which you actually brought up, which makes your point actually, like, click a little bit more. Because it's actually the year that it was like Asgard 2013 or whatever the year Dark World came out. It was on that screen.
Yeah. This is the least intelligent I've ever felt.
You're fine.
You're great. You're doing great. You're hanging with everyone. Talking about multi-universes, did everyone get to see those Flash leak set photos?
Yeah.
Hit the internet today.
Yeah.
Let's show everyone what we're talking about.
Throw it up. They actually threw that
Collider.com. Let's see here.
Collider.
Collider. Collider. Collider.
Man. I didn't think you were going to get that one wrong, Speedy.
Oh, my God.
Here we go. Here's one. Supergirl. Did we see the Supergirl?
A big no for me.
You don't like the suit?
No, I don't think I don't think she needs to be in it.
Well, there's a bunch of different Supergirls, first off. There's a one that's a daughter of a... of Superman and Lois Lane. There's one that is the daughter of Wonder Woman and Superman later on in the future.
Mm-hmm. So which one do you think this one is?
I don't know. I definitely could be one or the other. Definitely. It's not the Kara Zor-El version, the cousin version, definitely. I doubt it. If it is, I think that's not fun.
I'm not excited for anything DC does because I'm like, where does it fit?
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
So where are we? Yeah.
So I feel like they're just like spitballing.
How many
a bunch
Batmans
of stuff.
Do you have?
I mean, I like her suit. It's cool. It's different. The suit, you know, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool.
Yo, the Michael Keaton, you know, Bruce Wayne from, you know what I mean? The
Batman.
Yeah, he got the hair back.
Yeah, yeah.
He got that hair, that little, you know, that little professor, what was it, Magneto, Professor X, Cerebro kind of outline with the hairline.
I don't have the pictures of...
Ben Affleck.
Not Ben Affleck, but Michael Keaton.
Yeah, Michael Keaton. Yeah.
But her suit is actually really.
There's more pictures out there.
Captain Marvel-ish? Is it me? Does it look like Captain Marvel?
Yeah, there's some Captain Marvel vibes. But the S is definitely. They've actually compared pictures of the S with Henry Cavill Superman suit and hers, and it's identical.
Well, remember, Lois Lane is pregnant.
It's a DC world.
It's true. This is true. I wonder if this is the baby.
Yeah,
I wonder if they might switch it up instead of Superboy, it'd be you know Supergirl.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
You guys see this?
You know DC.
Here's the new suits for the next Flash movie.
Say that again.
There's the new suits for the next Flash movie.
No,
right here.
I have Shazam.
Up on the screen. Yeah. Oh, actually, I'm probably not sharing it.
Oh man,
yeah,
Shazam.
You're definitely not sharing. Yeah,
definitely. I'm with you on DC when it comes to Shazam. That thing there was.
You didn't like it?
I don't like Shazam. I just don't. I'm not a big fan of like Zachary Levi either. So I'm just wasn't fully invested in it.
It was okay. It was all right.
It was cool for what it was. I think it was better than most DC movies.
Just for you guys.
But I just can't. I'm not a big fan of Zachary Levi. I thought
just for you guys
cheesy.
Right here. I got it up right now. The whole Shazam family. The new picks for the new movie.
Yeah, their new suits.
I need to see some Black Adam stuff, man. I need those leaks.
Yeah, that's
going to overrate. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's going to be overrated because of The Rock. Because The Rock.
The Rock.
Damn, she called it The Rock overrated.
He's overrated, people.
Highest paid actor in the industry.
I do watch Young Rock, though. I do watch Young Rock.
I still haven't watched that show. Is it actually pretty? Is it good?
It's very good. I think it's very cute.
That's funny.
Actually, I got to, I shouldn't even talk about this live on the show, but I actually got to see Fast and Furious 9 today.
What? Damn, no invite?
That's
crazy.
When did you see it?
I saw it this afternoon.
Oh. Yeah. Fun fact.
During work?
Fun fact. Hold up. Did you get to see the Jurassic World Dominion trailer with it?
No, just straight movie.
So apparently, Friday, the Jurassic World Dominion trailer is going to drop, but it's going to drop exclusively from what their Instagram showed on IMAX this Friday during Fast 9.
I got my tickets.
Apparently, there was also a longer...
Just for the trailer.
Okay. I really want to see this. I'm a big Jurassic Park nerd, so yeah. I'm hyped for this sixth movie.
And The Rock is noticeably absent from this movie. Just wanted to let everyone know that because apparently there's some beef there.
Oh, yeah. Him and Vin Diesel had some huge beef because Vin Diesel and whoever, you know, all the other guys were not happy that he did the spinoff with the Hobbs and Shaw. Yeah. Mm. Thought he was just kind of like, you know, running away with what they've built over the years, just trying to create his own little
branch. That's not The Rock's fault.
It's not. I mean, but Hobbs and Shaw wasn't that bad. Idris Elba's like whole Superman kind of device-y thing that he had going on. He called himself like a Superman kind of villain. Like
I feel like they're doing that now with Toretto, with the brother. He's not a super. I don't know. I haven't seen it, so I don't know. They could say.
I'm saying Toretto's a say huge the same family, thing. Bro. That's a new family.
Right. Like my brother.
It's just getting bigger and bigger. Trust
I'm not starting a rumor, but I'm going to go ahead and start this rumor.
Go ahead.
I don't think The Rock's in this Fast and Furious because what's his name is in it? What's his name?
Cena.
You think there's Cena's
in it?
WWE.
WWE.
I'm not going to be in the. I'm the biggest WWE actor guy. Not doing that.
But yo, John Cena's on his ass though.
Yeah, he is.
He's on his ass. He's got Suicide Squad coming up. He's in Fast 9, and then he's got the Peacemaker show on HBO Max coming up.
Mm-hmm. He's working. He's putting in work.
I'm not mad at him. He's gotten a lot better.
Yeah. He was actually pretty good.
You enjoy Fast 9?
I can't. It's technically there's a media or whatever
blackout.
Till tomorrow.
Noon. Okay.
But I mean, technically between us, we got 6 people watching us now, right? And us here in the room. I mean, I guess I can tell you.
Wow.
I
mean, it's not
gonna. You could just do this or this.
You know,
somebody's about to screenshot their camera right now.
First of
here goes all Speedy's exclusive screenings.
How about this? How about you guys ask me how it was, and then you could do the play by play of my for the audio people. The audio people listen to podcasts. Do the play by play of my facial expression. There you go.
Do they go into space? You like totally giving this away. You know that, right?
Go ahead.
Hobbs and Shaw is Shaw in it?
Like what's his name?
Jason Statham.
Okay. All right.
Speedy, who killed Kennedy? was it a magic?
You're supposed to do the play-by-play for the people listening to the audio podcast. Sorry.
Oh, I should.
Yeah, some one of you guys. Yeah.
I don't know. You're a spoiler alert just off of face expression.
You're giving it.
I am not gonna relay that.
No more questions.
No more questions. We're good.
I'll wait till Friday. It wasn't that big of a deal.
Listen, I'm gonna watch it,
but whatever. I mean, it's the first of the summer blockbuster movies to finally like come back to theaters.
Yeah.
So. I'm definitely going to support it.
I'll watch it.
I miss movie popcorn, too.
When it's on HBO Max in 2 weeks, I'll be checking it out.
Is this one of those?
No, I don't think so.
It's
all theater.
Theater only.
This is theater only.
I'm going just for the
Jurassic World trailer.
I want to go to the Jurassic World, the new ride they got over at Universal. That looks crazy.
That looks dope. I've seen, I saw Orlando was there. Yeah, Orlando
I went.
You went?
Yeah, I did. It's amazing. You gotta go.
The Velociraptors in the you know what I mean? Like, they got the little muzzle on them.
Yeah.
That look crazy.
It's fun.
I can't wait. I gotta go.
Let's talk about some Castlevania before we leave, Terry.
Yeah, no one else is watching this show.
No, I am not watching that show. I play the game.
Ugh. It's an excellent.
I'm done with season three. I didn't know season four was up.
It's an excellent show.
I had to catch up.
It's what I call. I hate to be this person. I call it white anime. It's clearly
white.
It's clearly, you know, these people are
definitely white inspired.
Yeah, yeah. Anime. It's set in Europe. Yes. But it's a great show, man. Great.
It's animated.
It's animated.
Oh my gosh, I would rather like you guys in animated.
Yeah, I really.
Oh, you're not into.
I'm not into.
Yeah. I hate. Listen, no disrespect. I'm just not a fan of anime. I just can't get into it.
Really?
I can't.
I tried Dragon Ball Z maybe one time, and
no Invincible,
the exception to the rule.
Invincible is the only thing that I'll watch.
But yeah, I haven't gotten into Invincible yet. But I keep hearing it's like The Boys, so I might give it. I got to give it a try.
It's definitely better than The Boys.
No, don't say that.
Yeah,
The Boys is my favorite show of all time.
Wow, Speedy, that's
I like The Boys, but I definitely say Invincible is definitely better.
That's a very, very erroneous statement.
But I think
there's no way he's better than The Boys.
I like The Boys; it's good, but I really enjoyed
Castlevania. Would be like a really good live action like series. I mean, with all the craziness that goes on, like, I mean, you played the game before, so it's like. I mean, they could bring that thing to life. I mean, they're doing good with The Witcher.
It would be way too expensive to do. And
a lot.
I think
Netflix got the bread.
Yeah.
They got the money. They got the bread. I think they throw to anybody.
Have you
money
seen the action movies they make?
I fell asleep in Army of the Dead.
Yeah.
Have you seen Jupiter's Legacy?
I love Jupiter's Legacy.
Really? A lot of people hate it.
Got canceled.
I cannot get over how Josh Duhamel looks in that.
Yeah, he does. He looks pretty.
Josh Duhamel is in Jupiter's
Legacy. He's the gray hair.
I'm still watching it, and I enjoy it so far. But I just bring it up because they spent some money on that. I mean, it's got some pretty good, you know.
But you don't get big showdown scenes.
I think it depends on who you sign.
There's that one. In the beginning, like, I think it's episode two or three.
Well, I'm saying, you don't get big showdown scenes on Netflix movies like you get. When a widescreen released movie, there's not going to be a Thanos versus everyone scene.
You cannot say Marvel compared to anything.
That's why you don't do those shows live. You do them animated because it's too much. Like I think Game of Thrones was one of the few shows that did like these massive battle scenes.
And they said, "Oh, we need to finish this. Let's wrap this up.
Yeah, we gotta get these dragons out of here.
Kill everybody.
Disappoint everyone.
Yeah, for real.
It's tough to do. It's an audacious thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
The only video game adapted like cartoon I ever enjoyed was like Sonic and maybe Mario Brothers too.
The actual cartoon.
This might be before Michaela's time, but like, man, remember the Mario Brothers? I was like probably 2 years old, like
John
watching.
Leguizamo.
They had no, not that one, but I'm remember kidding. That one. Yeah. That one, yeah,
the live action.
Right. Yeah, that was a disappointment, but I still love that, even though it sucked. the cartoon, the original Super Mario cartoon, they would start off with like
with the
live action one, where he's like their actual like plumbers and stuff like that, and then they kick it to the cartoon.
Yeah,
I always thought it was the one they actually have it on Netflix.
Was that the one like the Nintendo guy that he has the controller?
That's where the Super Mario Brothers cartoon came from. Captain N would come on.
Captain N, that's his name.
He's in all the video games.
Yeah,
and Captain N would come on at the end. They show the Super Mario Brothers segment.
That's
and
crazy.
And then they gave Super Mario Brothers their own show. And at the end of Super Mario Brothers, they would show Zelda show.
Yeah, that's right. Damn.
They would show a Zelda show.
All right.
That's crazy.
Cool.
Well, anyway, Castlevania is dope. If you're into anime.
Netflix.
It's a very dope one on Netflix.
So, did they, because they kind of like at the end of season three, it kind of got like Game of Thrones-y a little bit. Did they continue that there? And then they brought it together? Or?
It all ties in.
Yeah, okay.
I think they already said they're doing another season.
Oh, okay.
They're doing another season of it. And you would think like the main character being, well, no spoiler.
They're
clearly there to clear Dracula. And they kill Dracula like season one.
Yeah.
And they keep it going and it stays dope. And they start like really developing the other characters a lot. You would think you wouldn't care about the humans, but they make the humans pretty relevant. And yeah, man, I thought about it because there's a pregnancy in there. And, you know, that whole Belmont line.
Mm-hmm.
From what I understand from rumors, they're going to take what's happening here. And there's some later Castlevania games that I didn't play, you know, that were really popular.
Right.
They're going to start following those storylines.
Oh, I see.
So apparently it's really, really on point. Par with where the game story goes.
That's interesting. Yeah. That's interesting because it seemed like it was like very, very early in the past. In the beginning, and then it seemed like it was like a futuristic kind of thing too. At the same time,
no, it's no futuristic
like,
stuff.
Yeah, that's what I felt like. I felt like it was kind of like
this is the old. So this season, these seasons are like for the old heads, like 1991 Castlevania, which I never beat. Which I never.
That's hard, man.
And then like
that first Castlevania Nintendo 8-bit game. That's a hard game.
You can't beat that, man.
Yeah, that's hard.
Anyway, I thought it was dope. You guys suck.
the same people who animated that are doing the He-Man, the Kevin Smith He-Man Revelations. Yes. I don't know if you guys watch that. You guys don't even know what He-Man is, huh?
I never watched He-Man. The trailer is very like 80s.
Mm-hmm.
I need a hero theme song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I do not believe that show is going to be good.
You don't think so?
No, it's He-Man.
Oh, Mark Hamill's going to be the voice of Skeletor, bro. That's the show already. Yeah, that's the show right there.
This is like the sixth try at He-Man. You realize that? There's been like a bunch of He-Man tries.
Yeah.
That was for when I was three.
Yeah.
And that period is over.
Well, this guy, he's a pretty good writer, Mark Bergarden, his partner or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he's one of the writers on the show too.
Yeah.
I mean, it might be good.
Listen, I'm going to watch all these things. I'm just not going to pretend like I'm excited about it. Only thing I'm excited about right now, I'm actually finally excited about Black Widow. Like, I'm kind of...
Yes, we're finally going to get Black Widow.
I caught a lot of people who have got a chance to see it. So, like, you know, all the YouTube guys that, you know, do their little breakdowns and whatnot.
Right.
I've heard nothing but really good things about it. Like, they wish there would be a sequel to it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And I'm hoping... This is the thing I'm dreading. Like, please do not bring her. Like, I like her character.
Yeah,
and
but...
I'm hyped for this movie.
She's
her sister. Her sister.
Yeah,
come
do
on.
That. Don't Loki this.
Where
is she supposed to? I'm totally blanking, but Florence Pugh, she's going to show up in one of the other MCU films.
Yelena Belova. I don't know. She might be. There's a lot of like whispers saying that, you know, they're hinting at like Thunderbolts with her and Taskmaster.
No, she showed up in a movie she was already caught on set.
Yes, I did hear that.
Oh, she did?
Freak, I don't remember.
It wasn't the Hawkeye.
Yeah, it was Hawkeye.
I think it's
going to be Hawkeye. One?
Yeah. That makes sense, though, because she's... Because Black Widow is close with Hawkeye.
I think so.
I need to know what happened in Budapest, too.
That's it?
They got complete.
You got to tell me what happened in Budapest.
Watch them still tease it. And
like, it just sounds like...
It's like in the beginning
of the
movie.
It sounds like an affair.
This is what happened in Budapest.
Right?
It's
going to be
like in the beginning of the movie. This is what happened in Budapest. So it's Budapest.
Yeah.
With the year.
I mean, they've shown Budapest in the trailer, so they have to. They have to pay that off.
Yeah.
They probably will.
Or they'll just leave it a mystery like the end of Inception. You're like, wait a minute, are we? What's going on?
I've actually been watching The Bad Batch Star Wars is what I've been watching.
Oh, yeah? How's
the
that?
Bad Batch. It's...
Well, I guess there's no...
There you go.
Say less.
It's good. It's good, but I don't know if I care enough to... But, I mean, I'm watching it, obviously, because I'm just like...
That's the cartoon,
Star Wars,
right?
Yeah.
I
don't know
if I
care
cartoon.
Much about The Bad Batch, much more than I care about, okay, it's cool to see how we're now in this transitional period from the New Republic to the Empire, you know, mm-hmm. and how things... They touch that on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you even see, like, the first episode, spoiler alert, you see the Jedi that was teaching in Rebels, that cartoon there, at him and his Padawan, how his master... Yeah, Ezra. Not the Kanan. As a small Padawan, you see how his master was murdered and stuff like that. And little things like that. There's a bunch of, like little Star Wars Easter eggs, like, okay, this is how chain codes got introduced, you know, because it was an Empire thing. They wanted to track everybody and where everybody was going and stuff like that. So everybody needs a social security number.
Do you know Dave Filoni is also the showrunner for this?
Yep.
He is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're going to have to do some rehab on that Star Wars universe stuff.
It needs a lot of mandates.
That's what I feel like the show is. It's like a back lore building.
But who's watching? Other than you, I'm kidding.
Star Wars sweaties.
That's why I'm glad we got Speedy to watch all the shows that we're not interested in watching.
Yeah,
tell us what we need to know.
It's kind of like the situation now where I'm at with this, like, something else to watch. Oh, okay, I'll watch the next episode of Bad Batch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I need to watch it. No, I really do. Because I've watched everything.
I'm not going to. I'm waiting on Mandalorian.
I'm just kind of a Star Wars sweaty.
No. It's not going to be the Mandalorian next. It's going to be Boba Fett.
Yeah.
Book of Boba Fett's next?
Book of Boba Fett's next.
Wow, that's going to be lit. I like Boba Fett. No. Are they picking up right where they left off from Mandalorian?
I'm not sure. I know that.
Or how he got out. I need an explanation how the hell he got out of dying.
I think it's just where the end credits scene was.
Damn. So we're gonna they got to revisit that.
I'm sure they'll do like flashbacks.
What was it? Empire, he got like bodied, right?
Return of the Jedi. He got eaten by the ground.
Yeah.
By the ground.
What's the character's name that is indebted to Boba Fett right now from The Mandalorian? Isn't she in The Bad Batch?
She is in The Bad Batch, yes. You had an introduction to her younger
self, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting.
Man. I don't know if I want to see Boba Fett, though.
You don't want to?
I don't know if I want to see.
I need to know what Tarek likes.
Whatever y'all
do. We've been trying to figure it out. Since Black Panther came out.
Yeah.
When the show started. What year was that?
That was 2018.
Oh, man. It's been 2 years.
You don't
years
like
already?
It? You don't like Black Panther?
3 years almost?
No, I love Black Panther.
Oh, I thought you were saying you didn't. Yeah, I was like, what is going on?
Yeah. Oh, wait. There's a. Speaking of Black Panther, I guess Namor's. That's gonna be the main villain in the movie.
We don't care who the villain is. We want to know what they're gonna do with Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah. I didn't know how they're gonna explain this.
I think we knew Namor was coming and Atlanteans
were
coming.
And I think we talked about it on the last show where Eternals kind of hinted at Atlantis. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, because remember the deviants turn into Atlanteans. They evolve into Atlanteans. Some of them, and some of them are mixed with humans, and that's how the mutant gene starts from him. So.
I'm standing by.
Namor's the first mutant, right?
Yes, he is.
Who?
Namor's the first mutant.
I thought Apocalypse was the first mutant. Am I making that up?
There's something that in Eternals that links to Apocalypse. Yeah. Or something.
There's something in Eternals that makes them both.
It was either Eternals or Loki that I heard, like, something from one of those kind of links
to Apocalypse.
The Eternals
are the progenitors of the mutant gene, from what I understand.
Yeah.
I don't know how old Namor. I don't know if Namor is the first mutant, but.
It's definitely going to come from all
that stuff. All I want to know about Namor is they're going to put those little wings on his feet.
I don't want the wings on his feet.
Please don't
make it cool and tattoo the wings on his feet.
What if they come out?
Like, oh my god!
Like the Wolverine's claws and whenever he needs a fly.
Dude, that's the worst. Don't put them little bird wings on that man's feet.
That's terrible.
Put them in shoes. Go ahead, put Namor.
I don't know if Ryan Coogler is going to even accept that.
Yeah. Don't put that man in little
I don't know.
Sparrow wet wings on his feet.
Michaela, let them know how they can follow you.
You can follow me on Instagram, Mika Fig, and then also on YouTube, Adult Adventure Time. And follow along because I'm going to be headed to California soon to go to Adventures Campus.
Wow.
I'm
going to
post my trip up there.
You better start. You better log in now and put yourself in the queue.
I know. I need to. Right?
Tarek, I gotta let them know how they can follow you, sir.
My name is Tarek on Instagram and just Tarek Lewis on Facebook.
Mr.
And
Joe.
My name is Tarek on YouTube also.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Great.
I got all the venues I'm on.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Joey Franchise.
Follow me, Graham, Twitter, Twitch, at Joey Franchise, just like that. And on your radio, our Wild 94.1 app, which is available for download in your app store for the free ski. I'm on actually right now. So,
we forgot to talk about the Beasley Gaming Series.
Oh man, we got the whole recap up right now.
The whole recap
is up on wild941.com. Yeah. It's on Maxima.
Mm-hmm.
It's all over Beasley's, respected websites for all the stations, man. It was a hell of a vibe, man.
The actual broadcast that's on Checkpoint XP as well on the channel sitting there. It's got more than 500 plays already.
Word.
It's pretty dope, man, and it was great. It was a great time. Did you like it?
I loved it, man. I'm be honest with you, man. That, like, watching that, I'm getting the video game system.
There you go. Finally. Look at that.
It's a whole community I'm missing out on. Right,
to skip forward, get a five.
I'm going to get a five. Line. I'm gonna get a five, man. Yeah.
Do it. Big shout out to High Point Gamer for that, too.
Yeah, man.
To his whole team
and everything. Of course, you can follow me, DJ Speedy JR, all the socials. Please follow us. Geek Culture Congress, if you like the show, give us a like, follow. We're on Instagram. Three words, put them together. Geek Culture Congress. Separate the words for Facebook. And if you just want to tell Amazon or your smart speaker to play us, just tell it to play, hey, play Geek Culture Congress podcast, and
pop
the speaker
right
will work. Yes, it will play the latest episode for you. Thank you so much for hanging out here with us on the live show. And we'll be back Monday, hopefully with some brand new stuff, exciting stuff in all of nerddom, geekdom. And we'll see you guys next week. Have a good one. Be safe. Peace.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.